have to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way to stand up, stand up, stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Destiny Peterson. Good morning. Welcome to the show. Hi, y'all. It's amazing that it's Thursday again. Already. Grandpa, tell me about the good old days. You can get involved by calling 888-773-773-888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question for the week is a doozy. Do you understand yourself? Do you understand yourself? Do you understand yourself? Amazing question. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about, and you want to listen to the show as it is happening, you can. I know you podcast, you catch it later because you had to go to work or you had to take your kids to a public school to be destroyed. Or whatever, right? But you can be listening to the show no matter where you are and what you're doing. Even if you're crying over the loss of the fact that Kamala Harris was not going to win, did not win, ain't going to win, can't win. You still can be listening to the show by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4111. 3-1. That's 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk. Or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. Well, it is Thursday again, believe it or not. It's Thursday. And we take all calls, of course. But we deal with the Bible Thumpers on Thursday, too. We take the Bible Thumpers call first. But we take them all because we love the Bible Thumpers. And the Bible Thumpers need help as well. And it has been it's normally difficult with the Bible Thumper because the Bible Thumpers, they forgot how to communicate when they learned the Bible. And so, like, they can ask a question or make a statement, and while you're responding, sometimes if they let you, they already got another scripture flowing around in their mind, and they just want to throw another scripture on you. And the Lord said. So I said, you know what? We decided, you know what? Let's have a day for the Bible thumpers. That way we have more time. Though we take all calls. And so we decided that Thursday, and every Thursday, will be, shall be, is going to be Bible Thumper Thursday.
You know what happened?
My Jesus.
Can you see he's breathing?
Hey!
This man died since Friday.
Hey!
Elliot. Elliot.
Idiot.
Jesus.
Idiot. Idiot.
Lift your hands. Manabose. Lift your hands.
Yes.
Yala Kalamasa.
Yala Saramata. Idiot. Look at idiot. He like that cover. Thank you, Jesus.
Angels are being released right now. Angels are being dispatched right now. Hamanda, Ata, Ata, Raka, Deda, Baka.
I think in Christian circles, we have a very difficult time recognizing emotion. Self-control is my ability to enter into those tears, my ability to
that woman
embrace
like,
that emotion.
What the? That woman looking at him, she saying, okay. Anyway, Bible Thumper Thursday. 888-775-3773. I just want to mention this, and I'll get to your calls. Yesterday it was reported that Kamala Harris, finally called President Trump. Now, I'm just saying what they said reported. I don't know if you did or not. But, and she's like, she admitted to the defeat that she lost, right? And so I imagine, and they said the call didn't last very long. So being a black female, I can imagine how she sounded. It was just me imagining, just my imagination running away with me. I'm thinking, being a black woman, I can hear her, especially not liking Trump. She calling up, hello, may I speak with Donald Trump? Yes. Who is this? Kamala. Kamala. Oh, okay, hold on. Donald Trump gets to the phone. Hello? Hey, Donald, this is Kamala. I just want to congratulate you. All right, on your win. Okay, bye. Okay, bye. Being a black female, can you imagine that it went that way? Except if she was a black female overcoming her anger at a fallen state. But apparently, well, yesterday she did give a little speech over at Howard University. And it was interesting, to say the least. I want you to hear just a soundbite from us, a couple of soundbites. CBS has reported Vice President Kamala Harris conceded the election to President Donald Trump on Wednesday, urging her supporter to, in a speech delivered from her school, alma mater. That's how you say it? Alamar, not to despair, but to continue the fight that fueled this campaign. What fight? She never said what she was fighting for, except abortion. Here's the first soundbite from CBS.
Now I know folks are feeling and experiencing a range of emotions right now. I get it. But we must accept the results of this election. Earlier today, I spoke with President-elect Trump and congratulated him on his victory. I also told him that we will help him and his team with their transition, and that we will engage in a peaceful transfer of power.
Transfer of power.
A fundamental principle of American democracy is that when we lose an election, we accept the results. That principle, as much as any other, distinguishes democracy from monarchy or tyranny. And anyone who seeks the public trust must honor it. At the same time, in our nation, we owe loyalty not to a president or a party, but to the Constitution of the United States.
All the things you remember the Constitution. I want hate to come in for a minute and respond to this so-called congratulation and admitted defeat. Let me go. Here's one more soundbite from Fox News. This is from Fox News. Watch this.
You are watching. It is okay to feel sad and disappointed. But please know it's going to be okay. On the campaign, I would often say, when we fight, we win. But here's the thing. Sometimes the fight takes a while. That doesn't mean we won't win. The important thing is don't ever give up. Don't ever give up. Don't ever stop trying to make the world a better place. You have power. You have power. And don't you ever listen when anyone tells you something is impossible because it has never been done before.
Amazing. What did you think about her? Did you see her speech yesterday, Hake? This is Hake from the Hake Report and one of the experts on JLP Talk.
I caught the beginning of it, and I thought it was classless and angry because both of her comments at the beginning about we accept the results of the election and a peaceful transfer of power and democracy and the Constitution, not loyalty to the president.
Right.
Those are all barbed accusations and attacks on Trump from Trump's first term.
It was probably one of the worst defeated speech I ever heard.
Yeah.
It was angry and nasty, and there was no real congratulation, Mr. Trump. I'm going to work with you. Whatever we can do to help to make it work, we got this.
She even used the word transition.
Right.
I shake my head.
And then she finally mentioned the Constitution. I didn't even know she knew we had a Constitution.
I know, huh?
Oh, you know. And she said something like, just because he's the president or something. Well, something like, that doesn't mean you got to listen to him. You got to listen to the Constitution.
Right.
When did she have that idea?
Only to undermine him.
I'm telling you.
And he's the only one who loves America, who's loyal to the country. And therefore, the people who work for him should be loyal to him.
Right.
And then she's like, never stop fighting for making the world a better place. That speech didn't make the world a better place.
It was an undermining speech. It was like sending out a negative message as to, you got to fight Donald Trump all the way.
I think she and her listeners, her fans, if they are fans, should listen to your message of give up the fight.
Right. And she was like, I know y'all feel sad. Something like, I know you feel it sad or something, but don't worry. It's normal to feel sad. That's not normal.
Because they're not working on themselves. They're working on hating the people who they think are hateful.
Right. There was no love involved in that speech at all. No encouragement. No, like, okay, we're going to work together with Trump.
Yeah.
And she never did say what she had done for the country. You know what? I know we lost, but I've been trying to get the border closed. I've been doing this and nothing.
Yep. Because she did nothing. And she doesn't want to face that. She did nothing good anyway.
Nothing good. Zero. Zero. nobody can say one thing good this woman did.
Yeah.
At all while in office. What a mess.
Just the attitude in her voice.
She's a nasty woman. I was listening to her, I was like, this is a nasty woman.
Indeed.
Nasty female. Where was Biden there?
I don't know.
Was Jill there, Biden's wife?
I don't know.
It was funny. I saw this photo of Jill going to, photo of Jill going to vote, and she was dressed in red. And people were saying that, and I don't know if it's true or not, but people were saying that that was a sign out to the Democrats that this is going to be a red wave.
Nice.
And Jill was dressed in red. Lady in red.
Right on, Jill.
It's dancing with me.
I like Dr. Jill now.
What a mess.
You think Joe Biden is happy?
If the reports are right, yeah. Because they're saying that it's been reported that Joe Biden don't get along with Barack and all these people. They don't like one another. Joe Biden's upset that they took this thing away from him, and he's trying to show them he would have done better than this guy. This guy in one county, the whole county, she got zero vote.
Whoa.
My mama could have gotten a vote.
Terrible.
My mom, and y'all don't even know her name, Plut would have got at least one vote. Even if it had to be Punchy's vote.
That's pretty bad.
Did you see it, Nick? Her speech?
Yeah.
Oh, you
I
saw
did
it?
End up watching it.
What did you think about it? Nathan, it's the Anchor Baby report.
I remember sensing
the American Anchor Baby every day at 4 p.m. and Expert here as well.
Yeah. I remember sensing a lot of the, you know, similar things there where the comments she was saying were barbs at Trump. I remember sensing some of that, but I didn't quite uncover as much as you guys did. You know, I'm listening to her and I'm thinking she makes it sound like she is coming from this campaign that has this special story. They're going to save America. But you realize she represents the people that took the mandate from everyone that wants Trump, like everyone that wants normal stuff. She makes it sound like they came from something cool, but there you realize that she represents the same old mess.
When she was speaking, I'm like, wow, look at evil. This is the nastiest, most evil,
passive-aggressive
speech I ever heard.
Mm-hmm.
Even Hillary a little nicer than that, a little bit.
Maybe. I don't remember her. I don't remember it being that nasty.
Uh-uh.
I'll tell you that much.
It was her. At least hers a little more like, okay, we lost. It was a little bit better.
Yeah.
It wasn't anything to write home about.
Right.
But it was better than that.
Trump's speech talking about what he said, which I won't repeat for the sake of the channel, that was beautiful. It was loving. It was urging peace. We have to have peace. What a mess.
It was reported earlier in the day that she had finally called Trump to admit defeat.
Yeah.
And they said there was a call didn't last very long to fall with him.
Right.
And can you imagine? This woman is like an angry black female. This ain't no angry white female. This is an angry black female calling up Donald Trump. Hello, message, Donna. Yes. Who is this? Camilla. Okay, hold on. And then Donald Trump finally gets to the phone. Hello? Hey, Donna, this is Camilla. Oh, hey, Camilla, how are you? Fine. Congratulations on winning. Oh, thank you. Okay, bye.
Trump says to her, you guys did a great job. You know, he's being nice, congratulatory. And she says, what you mean I did a good job? She takes it the wrong way.
And just go, okay, bye. So they said the call didn't last long, I can imagine.
When she hangs up, she's like, ugh.
What a mess. So, and she didn't mention Joe Biden.
Oh, did she?
In the very beginning, I believe, she threw his name out there. Well, thank you, Joe Biden, and Joe Biden's wife, whatever her name is. I noticed even she wasn't there. I didn't see her there. Jill Biden.
Yeah. Because they're not welcome in the campaign, maybe.
Evidently.
Joe Biden wore a Trump hat. Remember he put that on?
That would never be forgotten.
It was beautiful.
That would go down in history forever. But amazing.
Yeah.
It was one of the most nasty, defeated speech I ever heard. I just, I heard a few, but I've never heard one that nasty.
Yeah.
Just running with anger and hatred. Ain't nothing worse than the vengeance of a woman. What did the Bible say about that? Speaking of Bible thumping Thursday.
Yeah, a scorned woman.
Oh, yeah.
Hell hath no fury like a scorned woman. That's not a Bible verse, I don't think, but...
Oh, it's not?
It may as well be.
That's not in the Bible.
Don't
the scorn
so.
Of a woman.
No, but it does say, like a constant dripping is a nagging wife. Something like that. Shout out to the wives.
Well, where did that idea come from? There's nothing worse than a scorn of a woman.
I don't know.
Amazing. Let me go to Heidi, a first-time call out of Massachusetts. Heidi, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hi, Jesse. How are you?
All is well. Thank you for calling.
Yeah, of course. I'm actually calling in to get your thoughts on the results of this election. So both me and my husband, which you actually talked to earlier this week, his name is Nicholas, we both voted for Donald Trump. We are 100% Donald Trump supporters. But what I can't really seem to understand is that I've been seeing this all over social media. Like, there are people that are literally getting so butthurt over the results of this election to the point where they're basically telling people that they don't want to be associated with them just because there's political differences. Like, that is our right to have our own opinion and beliefs. I just don't understand why people are taking it to the extreme where they're calling out of work, they're ending friendships or relationships. Like, I just think it's absurd.
Amazing. So, Heidi, you're a first-time caller?
I am.
Oh, okay. And your question for me is what?
It's like, what is your thoughts on how people are reacting to the fact that Donald Trump won?
The one thing I want to say to you, be glad to see it, because they're showing you who they really are. And if they don't want to be friends anymore, don't want to be family members anymore, anything, you'll be glad that they're walking away from your life, because if you are disappointed that they're walking away from your life or they don't want to play with you at work anymore, you are keeping their hell into your life, which they love. Other people who are miserable, they love bringing misery upon other people, right? And so
sure. If
they're mad because of this or they don't want to talk anymore, be glad. Okay, I wish you well. Just don't be mad at them, and you move on with your life and be glad to see who your enemies are.
Truth. And you know what? I'm proud to be a garbage supporter. It's time to take out the real trash. The world needs recycling.
That's for sure. Amazing. So once again, and I'm repeating a little bit here, just if they're mad, that's fine. Let them be mad. Don't you be mad back. If they say, well, I don't want to be in your family anymore, I don't want to talk to you anymore, just say, oh, okay, and wish them well, and be glad that they are revealing to you who they really are, the evil, angry heart that they have, all right?
All right. Thank you so much, Jesse.
But do not get mad at them, but understand. Understand that they just can't see. They're blinded by their anger.
Oh, God, no. I don't got time to be carrying, like, bad energy against people. I did what I felt was good for my life and my husband's life, and that's why I voted Trump.
Right on. Amazing. Thank you, Heidi. Amazing. Congratulations.
You're welcome.
Congratulations. You did it.
Thank you, Jesse.
All right. But remember Heidi said, I mean, not Heidi, but Camilla said to George, to Biden, "Congratulations, Joe, we did it." Remember that?
Yeah.
Is it Diane from Texas? Diane, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Yes, I have a question.
Okay.
So I have a daughter, and I just kind of recently woke up, and I want her to be like a traditional, you know, housewife. But I currently am not that. I work outside the home. I try to balance everything. I do the best I can. So I don't know how I'm going to teach her to do something that I am not, if that's even possible.
So how old is your daughter?
She's young. She's like 4.
Oh, okay. Don't worry about that. You work on you, and you're going to overcome your own old nature. It will be taken away from you, and you'll become of the new, and you will naturally, things would naturally be fine. Your daughter will see that in you. And that's what would cause her to go the right way.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Don't try to force her to be that way. Don't just, if she's so young, whatever you are is what she will become. So continue to work on you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Thank you very much.
Are you doing the silent prayer?
Yes, I do the silent prayer, but if I. Like, I try to do it consistently, but there are some days I don't do it, to be honest with you.
And why not?
Just because I work night shift, so it's kind of, like, hard to, like, when I work nights, it's hard for me to figure out how to do it when I, first thing in the morning, you know?
Right.
So it's just, yeah.
But whenever, I understand night work is, working at night is difficult. I understand how that works on the body, but whenever you wake up in the morning, no matter what time that might be, it's always best to do it early in the morning, but if you work night, that's going to be difficult to get up so early, right?
Mm-hmm.
What you do is just, when you do wake up, just wake up, look around you, maybe go wash your face off, and just relax for a minute and become aware. Close your eyes, let your whole body relax, and become present. Instead of rushing to work, lost in your head, thinking about what has happened or going to happen, just easily do it without any pressure at all, and it'll become natural for you.
Okay, that does make sense. All right, thank you so much. I really appreciate you, all the advice you do, and it's I'm glad, and I'm very happy that Trump won. So,
right on.
I just want to add in, yes.
But I want to encourage you to stay with working on you, right? And then, and again, because what's going to happen, and if you stay with it, I promise you that this is going to happen if you stay with it. As that you change your heart by forgiving, dropping the anger, then the Father will take away, you start taking the darkness away from you by getting rid of your imagination, all of your thoughts and things. He will take those away and give you a clear mind, and everything's just going to be fine. It'll be perfect.
Yeah, and he's already kind of doing that now because the old me would have been trying to, like, pressure her into doing something. But I know that I should just let it go and just, you know, be in the present. And that's really helping me. I'm not where I need to be, but it's helping me not to, like, overreact or stress out about, you know?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's the light will guide your daughter as well. So don't worry about that. The light is everything. And it will guide your daughter. You can't make her be that way. You just work on you, and the light will do it for you.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Take care now.
All right.
Bye. All right. I got to take a quick break. Back in a moment. 888-77-JESSE. 888-775-3773. Back in a moment.
That I've been listening to you for a few years now, and you know, when you talk about the illusion of racism and how it's just a a divisive tool that the media uses, and it's just good and evil.
Yes.
And that's what we got to focus on. It really has changed my life. My perspective is totally different now. I'm more calm. I'm more peaceful. You know, when you talk about forgiving your mother and letting go of that hate, and it just transforms you. So I just want to thank you for that and let you know that, you know, you really are doing God's work by waking people up with this message.
Amazing, Aaron. Thank you, man. I appreciate that. Sure. I can hear the angels in heaven singing right now. They're rejoicing. That's amazing. Stay with the silent prayer. Speak up. Don't resent and doubt every thought. And Aaron, you have not seen anything. Okay, welcome back. 888-775-3773. 888-77-JESSE. Couple announcement. The men's forum tonight at 7 p.m. The men's forum every first Thursday night of the month. 7 p.m. You don't want to miss it. It is winding down the year. And those meetings are, I have to tell you, there's no word to express how amazing. Amazing! And then at 9 a.m., the Hake Report. TheHakeReport.com. TheHakeReport.com. From 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. And at 11, Joel Friday TV. He black at 11 a.m., Joel Friday. And at 4 p.m., the American Anchor Baby. TheAmericanAnchorBaby.com, 4 p.m. Pacific time. We have a brand new episode of The Fallen State for tomorrow. I had a very interesting discussion with Angela King, Angela Staten King. And she's an author, TV personality, and founder of the nonprofit organization Auntie Angie's House. Watch this.
Next time on The Fallen State.
The great white hope, pardon you.
The racist, pardon the old poor little black woman like me. I had to realize that this man had the key. And if I could just step out of my emotions for a moment, maybe God would touch his heart.
Do you have anger?
I'm not angry right now. You could make me angry, though. These soft, what would Jesus do, turn-of-cheek Christians, that's over with. Like, we out here really slaying demons right now. I'm really just waiting on God to just hit the button and just blow this bitch up and just start all over again.
What the? It was interesting. Very interesting. TheFallenState.tv tomorrow at 12 noon, if the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise. Support the Fallen State right there, thefallenstate.tv/donate, or on locals. All right. Let me go to Matthew out of Oregon. Matthew, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Awesome. Thank you, Jesse. How are you?
All is well.
Let me start off by saying, it's fun to stay at the YMCA.
Amazing.
Yeah, I'm super glad about the Trump victory.
What an amazing.
I had a question for you. I've been listening to you for a long time. Absolutely changed my life. Love about everything. I almost agree about everything you say. One kind of question, though, is, you know, I always hear you mention kind of like, you know, follow, you know, let the light guide you, or love God, or things like that. And I'm curious, like why, you know, like why should I do that rather than, you know, let's say listen to the ego or, you know, bite from the apple, to use like a Christian metaphor, you know, or like, you know, fall into like temptation, you know? why should I choose one or the other, if that makes sense?
The question doesn't make sense.
I guess, if I can have a second to kind of rephrase it then, is that I noticed, like, a lot of the times when I'm in this presence and you feel that ego pain or that internal battle that's going on, I kind of ask myself a question of why am I going through this? You know, like, why don't I, you know, I'm fighting these temptations or I'm fighting these urges to, you know, be, I don't know, evil or to be dark, you know? Why am I choosing to, like, align myself with the light or to love God or to be with God?
And so you ask yourself that?
Yeah.
And why do you ask yourself that?
Well, 'cause I think there is conflict that goes on that I see, you know, like I'm having to choose certain pleasures, whether it's, you know, use that I get from my family, you know, like love for either my parents or my brothers, or it might be something like, you know, there's a beautiful girl or something, you know, that obviously, you know, I can see in one light that it'd be wrong to use her for her body and not to, like, you know, love her for who she is or to have, like, a what you call the right way to go about her. And so I have that conflict of...
Let me ask, yeah. Who is asking that question?
I think I'm asking that question.
And who are you?
I'm this spirit that's experiencing the world and trying to think logically, trying to create, like, a logical understanding of the world.
And who is this spirit that's trying to understand the logic of the world?
Who is this spirit that's trying to understand the logic of the world?
Yeah, you say you are this spirit that's trying to understand the logic of the world. Who is this spirit? Describe this spirit.
I would say it's kind of presence. Like there's just I call this spirit like an awareness of what is around me, and that I identify with.
And who is the person that I identify with that?
Whatever this is, like I give it meanings or I give it, you know, names. Like I call it Matthew or I call that, but there's a consciousness, is what I call it, that there's a consciousness that's aware of the world, and I say that that's me.
And how do you know that's you?
I mean, at the end of the day, I how do I know that that's me?
Yes.
Well, what is it if it's not me? If I, like, I just know that it's me. Like, it's here. Like, it's aware.
How do you know that is you?
Because I'm experiencing it. Like,
And who is
experiencing consciousness?
What is experiencing consciousness like? What do you mean by that?
Thoughts, awareness, experience, sensations, and even non-physical, you know, like even kind of in the spiritual world, there's a...
And you call that consciousness?
Yeah, I call that consciousness.
And why do you call that consciousness?
Cause that's the word that I've been told to describe it. You know, like, you know, so when I was learning English, they're like, "That's consciousness."
So you don't know who is asking those questions of you, from you. You don't know that you're a spirit or not. You just repeated what you've learned.
Well, to an extent, I wouldn't say just repeated. I think that, you know, I've leaned on the wisdom of people, kind of like...
But who do you think is causing you to question whether you want to come out of your hell or not.
I definitely think it's a lot of the people that are in that hell, you know, people that are in that hell that are, you know, it's like the concept of like the, you, what is it? My dad always said is that hell has, there's a reason hell has no gates, because people in hell will keep you in there. They don't need to lock you out.
And so, and I think, you're right. Other human beings who are in hell, they would do all they can to keep you in hell because they have preferred hell over heaven. And so they would do whatever they can to keep you in the hell because they have agreed with hell. But who is telling you, and you're right about the outer influences, but who is telling you to question whether you want or why God or why heaven, whatever your question was, why follow God? Who is telling you who would bring that up to you in yourself?
I say I think it's me. Like, I'm trying to pursue a truth.
But who are you?
I don't understand what you mean by that. Like, I kind of understand the point you're making.
Okay, you said I'm trying to pursue the truth. Who is trying to pursue the truth, and how are you doing it?
How I try to pursue the truth is I try to be present. I think that there's a reality that we exist in that's real, that I identify with a lot of these things, like where you mentioned about your principles of God and beliefs. And I think that there is kind of some intuitive truth that, you know, like a harmony or something with the world that when you align with it, it resonates and it's meant to be.
You never, you know, like you feel if you truth. Continue down this path, you're never going to know the truth.
Really? Why do you say that?
Because you're all lost in your imagination. You're into thoughts about the truth and about who you are and about trying to pursue the truth and all this. You're supposed to be overcoming thoughts, and yet you're getting deeper into them, and you're calling them all of these crazy ideas that appears in your imagination. You're calling that truth, and you're calling it you, and whether you should do this or not. Why aren't you overcoming thoughts?
There's a fear, is what I would say.
A fear of what?
There's a fear of whether what you're saying is something I should be believing.
And who is feeling the fear?
Me.
So the fear coming from you?
I don't know if it's coming from me. I just know that there is a fear. And a lot of the times I can see that it is external, that it's not me. But there's still this fear of...
Are you, the fear?
I don't think I am the fear.
Then what are you afraid of then?
It's the fear that it presents. It brings up this kind of... why do I need to pursue good, or why do I need to be good?
And so, are you the fear?
No, I don't believe I am.
But
the
you do
fear.
Believe you are. If you didn't believe you are, you wouldn't be allowing fear to dictate your life. The fear got you going and coming, doubting and believing, wondering and all that. You listen to the fear; it's controlling you.
So I guess there is
and
the
you're
fear,
calling
but
the fear
also
you.
There's also a component of me that doesn't believe in all of this.
And what component is that?
I see kind of like hypocrisies, you know? Like I kind of believe in certain concepts like evolution. I see things like that. And I'm just, once again, I'm just trying to formulate a difficult thought here that I'm trying to process. So if I'm not super clear, I apologize. That's why I'm calling. But I believe in certain concepts like that, and a lot of the things that I kind of hear about the Bible or Christianity, I think are kind of like nonsense, or they're kind of make believe. But then at the same time, I think, you know, a lot of things in the Bible are absolutely incredible. Like, if you know, like the Word of God, right?
Why? So, why are you holding on to belief?
I don't know what that means.
You say you believe all these concepts. You believe certain things about God. You believe in evolution or whatever you said. Why are you holding on to belief?
I think it gives me a sense of control.
Of control of what? A sense of control. A sense of control is not control. It's just another idea.
Well, I guess like
you're out of control. Have you noticed the more you try to have a sense of control and control, the more you go out of control?
100%, like 100%.
So why not let belief go there and control?
Well, I'll answer your question. I was about to answer without a question, but I know exactly what's going to happen. why don't I let go of control?
Yeah, and belief.
And belief?
Why don't you let belief go?
I feel that those help protect me.
From what?
I think
you're miserable.
Sometimes not. I think for the most part, I'm not. I just, but either way, for example, like you surrender to God or give God this power, it protects you from evil. Or the way that you're aware, once you speak about like you're awake, you're able to see. Kind of like, oh, there's an evil person or there's darkness, right? Like God reveals to you certain things. I feel the same tools of like understanding like evolution and certain aspects of science help protect me from charlatans that are, you know, religious people that use the word of God or things like that for their self-benefit rather than an actual, like, kind of divine source of truth.
But what I'm trying to understand, and I'm going to have to run in a minute here, but
yeah.
Who is this person that is believing all this and thinking, who are you? What will happen if you let go of all your belief and all your self-control and all that? What will happen to you?
I think that I'll be taken over, or I'll be manipulated, or I'll be used, or I'll be, you know, I'll become like, you know, like a tool for people that are more aware of what's going on.
But that's already happening to you in your belief and in your protection, your self-protection. That's already happening to you. Tell me what would happen if you didn't have all the belief and all that. What would happen to you?
I think that would happen.
But it's already happening to you. Can't you see that's already the thing you think will happen if you let go is already happening by not letting go? Wouldn't it make sense to let go and see what happened rather than trying to protect yourself, thinking you're protecting yourself, and it's happening anyway? You're being controlled.
I can see what you're saying.
What am I saying?
I can see that. Aspect, it's like a double blind, or it's kind of the aspect how that fear of control is allowing me to be controlled.
100%.
That's the trap, that's the deception of what you call the devil using to manipulate.
That's what evil is doing to you.
Yeah.
Why not let go and see what happened? Because you can see that holding on, it ain't working. Everything you think will happen when you let go is what's happening by not letting go.
So that if I may have a few more seconds, I really appreciate you talking, man. I hope, you know, everyone's not bored of me already.
Why do you think about that? Why are you concerned if they're bored or not? That shouldn't even be a part of your thought either.
it's just more of just being more like playful. It was just kind of
okay.
But 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 the aspect of letting go, right? Like you're saying, letting go. Like you're trying to achieve something is what what I see, right? Like you're trying to achieve some connection to God, or you're trying to be present, or you're trying to be that. And I'm asking why.
But
that's, I guess that's the root of the question, is why does it matter if I'm controlled, or why does it matter if I'm aligned with this control or that control, or I'm not with God or I'm with God?
I don't even understand that question. Why does it matter to who?
I assume when I'm talking to you, I hear like you're trying to direct people towards the light.
But it doesn't matter to me if they go or not. That's up to them. I'm just telling you where to look within, and the light will guide you. But I don't take one thought about who accepts that or who does it or not. That doesn't matter to me, period. I don't even think about
that. Why do you like the light then? What is it about you then? If that's more specific, then like, why do you pursue that? Why is this so powerful to you? Why is it something that, you know, like, you've dedicated your life to? Like, what is that?
But I want to first go back to this question of why not let go? Because by not letting go, you're being controlled. By not letting go, you have something called belief. And none of those things are working for you. Why not let go and see what happens? And what is belief?
Why not let go? I don't know how to answer that question other than I have a system of things that I've developed in my life that
but it's not working.
Built my understanding.
It's only kept you deeper in darkness and in hell, and it doesn't work, and it never brings you perfect peace. Why hold on to that? Your system is what you need to let go of. Why are you holding on to a system that doesn't work for you?
I don't know that it doesn't work for me.
Do you have perfect peace?
I would say, yeah, like internally.
You don't have perfect peace internally? What?
I would say internally I have peace, but outside,
you don't.
Like it, outside there's conflict.
No, it's not. It's in you.
Hmm.
Your outside world is what you're putting out there. Your outside situation is coming from in you. If you didn't have it in you, you wouldn't have an outside situation. You create your own world.
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
Why not just let go? Why are you holding on to any thoughts or any ideas at all? Can you hold on for me? Speaking of holding on, I'm gonna take a quick break. I'm gonna take a quick break. When I come back, we'll finish up with Matthew, and then I'll take other calls as well. Back in a moment. Hate news, not the fake news. Back in a moment. I read or heard that some Republicans are starting to pull their advertisement from Google or whomever, right? Because so many conservatives are being shut down, discriminated against, shadow banned, and all that kind of stuff. So conservatives are starting to fight back. It is happening to us, too. I'm just taking it one day at a time. But you can go to jlptalk.com and find all the ways to support us. You can check out rebuildingdemand.com and support our nonprofit organization. You can call 800-411-BOND, 800-411-2663. And don't forget to like, subscribe, follow, share, and Sunny. And also, we have thefallenstate.tv. Ring the bell.
A whole lot of mess going on in the world. This is the end of hour one of Bible Thumper Thursday, November 7th, AD 2024. It's the first Thursday of the month, fellas, and that means the men's forum, rebuildingtheman.com/events, rebuildingtheman.com/events for info, if you need info, on how to get to Bond in Los Angeles. First Thursday of the month, 7 p.m. at Bond for the men's forum, men only. Women's forums are typically the third Thursday of the month, 7 p.m. at Bond for ladies only. Unless it happens to be canceled, it's good to check the website or call the Bond office in advance if you don't know. But since I'm announcing it, no need to call because it's happening. JLP will be right back to your calls. Hang tight, callers. The lines are full. Okay, so you can't call in right now. You can call, you can try, but you won't get through unless one line opens up or two lines open up or something. When I'm giving the fake news, not fake news, Commie Nonsense Network, CNN reports, as demon rats, Democrats, grapple with the election night losses. Our greatest president, Trump's administration officials are ramping up preparations to return to the White House. Make it white as snow, washed with the blood of Christ. Even if they have blacks in the administration, they are white-hearted blacks, meaning they are clean, washed by the blood of the Lamb, hopefully. Come January, that's the 20th, I believe, is when Trump takes over. Trump's team, however, has actively skipped a series of supposedly key deadlines during the initial planning process, which could help complicate matters between now and his inauguration. Crooked Joe Biden, the so-called president, he will address the nation today at 11 a.m. Eastern Time. That is 8 a.m. Pacific. That's the third hour of the Jason Lee Peterson Show, so you need to catch JLP. Trust me, Biden's going to be relatively boring, even though he's somewhat amusing at times. He's following Vice President cackling Kamala Harris, the so-called Vice President, her loss to President-elect Donald J. Trump. Biden's address comes a day after Kamala delivered her so-called concession speech, which we just smashed because it was trash earlier this hour, promising to keep up the fight that fueled this campaign. In her 12-minute remarks, a measly 12 minutes, she acknowledged the stinging loss while committing it to a peaceful transfer of power. So she claims, all right? We don't believe a word she says. Meanwhile, Trump, ready to move on his agenda, could announce staff picks within days, sources said, and his allies are already jockeying for high-powered spots in his administration. Don't trust the snakes, Trump. But he can't help but have to hire snakes because slim pickings among the true sons of God, right? As Trump prepared his next steps, CNN reported that special counsel Jack Smith, the lame-o triathlete, he was in talks with the DOJ, the Department of Injustice, about winding down the federal cases against the president-elect, based. And Ukraine propaganda, open wide, here it comes. Ukraine is bracing for the implications of a second Trump presidency and a likely dramatic reduction in U.S. support, also known as war welfare. Under the crooked Joe Biden administration, the U.S. provided tens of billions of dollars in aid to Ukraine. I call it the Ukraine, like the good boomers. And he plans to surge as much as possible, crooked Joe does, to Kiev before Trump takes office. Give him all our money before Trump takes over. I shake my head. Trump and his running mate, J.D. Vance, have cast strong doubts as to whether they're going to have a continued U.S. commitment to Kiev as the war drags on more than 2.5 years. Everybody knows that they're losing. Might as well wind it down and cut your losses. Don't be keep on killing people. You know what I mean? 2.5 years after Russia invaded. Trump's election victory comes as Russia is said to be bolstering their manpower with North Korean forces. What a mess. So we'll see what happens. Don't let North Koreans kill the whites. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP. Hour two. ¶¶
had to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. Stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth. Instead of dividing them with lies, we're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the second hour of the show today. You can get involved by calling 888-77-5373. 888-77-JESSE. My brand new biblical question, is it juicy? Is it Mama Mia? Ula? Do you understand yourself? Do you understand yourself? And you, if you're busy and about anywhere in the world, we are heard around the world by everybody and they mama if you're black, and everybody and their mama if you're white. You can be listening to the show on your iPhone, your iPad, no matter what you're doing. You could be crying that Trump won, or you could be rejoicing. You could be mad that the Great White Hope won, or you could be sad. You could be trying to hurry up and get here before he's sworn in from around the world, or you can be afraid knowing you're going to be deported. Whatever. You could be a flat earther or a round earther. You could be listening to the show by calling the listen line on your talks on your iPhone or iPad at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. And we're going to get to your super chats. Go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or bond JLP cash app. All right? Bond JLP Cash App. It's Thursday. Every Thursday is Bible Thumper Thursday.
Hola.
All right, brother. Are you ready? He's drunk as a badger.
He's drunk as a badger.
Go ahead. Let that Holy Ghost language come up out of you. Go ahead. Yeah.
Oh, shit. That looks like Holy Ghost language. Look like Satan. Amazing. Bible Thumper Thursday. I want to go quickly back to Matthew from Oregon. He wanted to know why does he need to follow God? Matthew.
Yes, sir.
Any other question?
No, that's kind of it.
Matthew, what would happen if you let go all of your ideas and your thinking?
I think that'd be great. I think a lot of good would come from it.
But then why not let it go then?
It's not practical to do that in the real world. Like, I live in a real world where I have to deal with consequences, and I have a reality here, whether it's real, it's, you know, fake or not. There's a world where there's money, there's people, and there's rules to this system that I have to engage with.
I don't understand what you're saying. Give me an example of what you mean.
Like, there's... Okay, so you don't understand what I say. I don't. I'll try to be more clear then. Is that, like, there's a reality that I live in, a world that has, like, money, it has people, it has ideas, it has certain certain characteristics that you have to abide by, whether it's like laws of physics or certain things about genetics.
What?
That
you're not making sense to you.
I guess I don't understand your question then.
Why not? Why are you holding on to all of your ideas? Why and you're holding on to not letting go? Why not?
If I don't understand, I guess that comes back to the root of the question of what I was asking is I don't understand why I need to let go.
What good is it doing you not to let go?
I think it gives me an understanding of the world.
But you don't understand the world. You're not protected by it from the world, and you don't understand the world because you're still of the world in your ideas and belief and all this crap. You're not protected by it from the world. You're afraid of the world.
I would say, yeah. So you think fear is wrong then to...
How are you protected from the world and you're afraid of the world?
Well, I think I have practical fear, not spiritual fear.
What's
one of your words?
What is practical fear?
Practical fear is like, you know, there's a lion, right? And I know to be scared of it or to have a sword or be able to...
Matthew, what is practical fear? You give me a bunch of crazy stuff. What is practical fear?
That's practical fear. Like if there's something that's...
Do you see a lion every day walking down the road?
It's a metaphor, for example, like, you know, there's people out there too that are dangerous, right? Like there might be a criminal with a gun, you know, or somebody like that that
but
I understand
not,
that I have a...
We're not talking about that. You have real fear. We're not talking about you don't go in the hood at night, right? But you have fear, and you have fear of the world. You are so afraid that you won't even let go.
Huh.
You are so afraid that you won't let go of all your beliefs and your ideas and just see what happens.
I 100% agree with that. And I 100% agree with that. And that's kind of where that's the reason I'm calling, is that pivotal point. Like I'm going through that fear, I'm going through that pain, and I'm experiencing it and overcoming it. But then that question comes up again: is why should I let go?
But
and I guess is there like no is this the concept of faith? Like you know, just jump, you know, or
let go of that idea too. The concept of faith. Where you get that from?
In the sense that, like, you can't explain it, right? Like, you got to let go of the concept of faith in the sense that you have to let go of the logic and the reasoning and, you know, let go and let God.
You know what you have to let go of?
That's what I mean by that.
You know what you have to let go of?
what do I got to let go of?
Let me ask this first, and then I'm going to have to run because I got so many people want to get in here.
You're absolutely right.
What would happen to you if you discovered that there's no you?
I think I would just live life.
Why don't you do that then? Why don't you overcome the not you and live life?
So I think I can change my life or I can direct my life.
And who is thinking that?
The thoughts.
And who are those thoughts yours?
I'd like to think they are. I mean, like practical thoughts, right? Like,
but then if you want to think that they are you, why do you want to be free? Why don't you just stay in your hell? Why even bother to follow God if you want to think that your thoughts are your own? Either you want to serve evil or you want to know good. You got to make up your mind. Stay in your hell. And don't even question why should you follow God, because it's not even you questioning that. You just think that is you. There is no you, Matthew. That's not you coming up with all these questions. That's not you coming up with the fear. That's not you coming up with being afraid of the world. There is no you. That's what you need. That's what you, all those identities are what you need to let go of, but you won't let go and let the light destroy those ideas. Even your, no such thing as faith or belief or whatever you said. You don't need belief. Belief is keeping you in hell. Because it's just an idea, it's just a word.
Yeah, I'm trying to just use words to communicate, though.
Well, that like, makes sense. I understand that.
Yeah, like I...
But know, so I, why don't, in short, why don't you let ideas go? Let's communicate about the word idea. Why don't you let all ideas go?
The reason I don't let all the ideas go is because there's times where I've heard you talk about practical thoughts and then the ego thoughts. And
but you don't know the difference.
Because
you
don't
live,
know the difference.
You don't live by practical thought. 100%. You function with practical thought. And those thoughts are from God. He gave them to you so you can go to work. You can buy food. You can buy a house or whatever you need, right, to function on earth, but you don't live by them. When you cross the road, you look both ways, and you're with your practical thoughts, you're looking both ways, and you're crossing the road, and once you're on the other side of the road, do you need to think about crossing the road anymore?
No.
That's a practical thought. Those are the things you live by on earth. But all of your other ideas and fears and stuff, you need to let that go. Let go and let the truth take over. You don't trust the truth.
I guess you kind of indirectly answered one of my other questions. I didn't want to ask you for the time's sake, but it's just, if it has anything to do with like kind of the future or something like that, it's
there is
not
no
a real
future. Take no thought about the future.
Yeah, it's not real. But what about like planning to build a house? Isn't that the future?
That's an idea, but you're not going to live by it. You sit down, I'm going to build me a two-bedroom home over there by Leroy House, and you're going to do that. But when you figure it out, you don't live by it. You're done with that thought for now. Mm. It's like you lay the hammer down, the nail down, hammer down, and you don't need to think about that anymore. I'm talking about all your fears and your ideas about life and God and what the Bible has to say. You need to let all that go. And this phony idea that there is a you, there is no you.
Hmm.
And when you let go, you're letting go the false idea that there is a you. And that is you doing all this thinking about God. When you think about God, you're not thinking about God. You just have an idea about God that you learned as a child or what you read from the Bible or some preacher said or someone said. It's just an idea. It has nothing to do with God. It's not drawing you closer from God. If anything, it's keeping you from knowing God. An idea is just an idea about God. Quoting a scripture about God is just quoting a scripture about God when you really don't having God rid of your ideas about God. Why do you think that all people who quote the scriptures are miserable, except those who are truly working on themselves and overcoming ideas?
I think because they're using it as a distraction. They're using it as a false sense of control.
And that's what you're doing too.
So I'm trying to break free of that control, and that's the final question, is like, that's the,
you want
to
break,
why do I need to let go of that control? Like,
if you want to break free of that control, break free of all thoughts. All thoughts. You'll be free.
Hmm.
Your fears would disappear. Your loneliness would disappear. Your depression, suicidal thought. Your need to be loved by others, your need to be in a group with others, your need to be afraid to stand alone. All those things would disappear, but you gotta let your thoughts go. They're just in the imagination. They're not real. Your thoughts about what others are saying or thinking about you, or whether you should look for a wife or not, your thoughts about anything, your color, your male or female, all those things would disappear. When the thoughts disappear, Christ, God is neither male nor female.
All right. Why do you need to smoke on it?
Are you doing a silent prayer every morning, night?
Oh, every morning, every night for several years.
So
I don't miss it.
If you do this, it's up to you now. It's totally up, I'm telling you, whether you hear it or not, if you practice, stand present. Do the silent prayer during the day. If you get caught up in thought, be aware of your body or something, be around you, look around you. If you only would practice staying present, the rest will happen for you. You can't, of yourself, you can't change anything. You can't do anything. But there is a spirit that's greater than anything or anyone else in the period. It will do it for you. But you got to let go. And staying present is letting go.
It's really interesting because what you're saying, I 100% have seen in other people. Like who you're describing, I've 100% looked at somebody and been like, that person's exactly doing that. You know, they're using this fear, this anger to control, like they're hiding from something, like it's a trauma or a pain they experience that they're not letting go. And I guess that's maybe God's way of kind of showing me myself. You know, it's that age old metaphor. What you see in others is what's inside yourself. And I guess I'm just struggling to see that or to overcome that.
It doesn't even make sense. Yet I understand it. But it doesn't make sense. You would be afraid of something called fear.
Yeah.
And it's just something in you, and it's an illusion in your imagination, and you're afraid of it. And then you put that out into the world, and then you blame the world that you have fear. You think that they're making 100%. You have... You think that they're causing you to have fear, and they have nothing to do with it. They have their own fear. Everyone you're looking at has fear.
100%.
But it's not that. But your fear is your fear. What you're putting out coming back up on you, and you wonder why these things are happening to you. You're doing it to yourself. Why would God let me suffer? Why did God let the children die? Why did this and why did that? You're doing it to yourself because it's in you. And you put it out. When you put this mess out into the world rather than overcoming it in you, you're creating your own world. And then you blame the world. And yes, the people of the world are evil too. And they will gladly assist you in it because they have accepted their misery as them. And they love their misery, and they will do whatever they can to inflict misery upon you so they can get a thrill. But because you're afraid, you have this thing called fear in you, and it's controlling you. It tells you where to go, where not to go, what to say, what not to say, what to do, what not to do, when to go, when not to go. You're controlled by fear, and you're calling it you.
100% agree with you. 100%. I guess I just don't. I don't see how I've been doing the silent prayer for years, and I definitely see myself growing, like as an individual, like shedding fear. Like the person I am today compared to who I was 4 years ago is unrecognizable. You know,
so
it's unrecognizable.
What you do from this point on? Notice how you are being. The fear in you is controlling you. Your every move. If you see that, it would be taken away from you. If you just see it, all you got to do is see it. There's nothing else to do but see it. I once was blind, but now I see. You got to see, and you're not seeing all the way. You're not seeing the fear that is controlling you, and you're calling it yours, and you're calling it you. You're giving, you're worshiping the devil when you call it you. And the devil said, well, the devil said, why should you follow God? Why should, what about the world? Well, you're going to be deceived if you follow God and you're believing it. They're not you believing it, but you're worshiping evil. You got to make up your mind. Do you want to stay one with evil, or do you want to overcome evil by being present?
All right, well, I think I'm going to really come to terms with that fear, be that presence on that, and then I can make the decision whether I want to.
You're never going to be free until you face the fear. And you face the fear by not denying the fear, but watching it, seeing it, and go on with your life, and don't give in to the fear. You're being controlled by fear, which is evil. You see it. And let it be and feel the pain of it, but do nothing about it. You still move forward. Don't listen to the fear. Then you'll see what happened. Fear, this time I'm not going to listen. I'm going to do what I got to do anyway. See what happens.
Yeah, that's right there. That's what I needed to hear. That's the golden ticket right there. Okay.
I wish you well, man. Amazing call, though. I enjoyed that.
Oh, yeah, and thank you once again, Jesse. Like I say, man, like, I appreciate you so much and everything you say. Like, you're an individual, like, my entire life. Like, I had that feeling inside that something wasn't right. Like, I'm looking at all these crazy people, and then I'm starting to think I'm crazy. And then I heard you, and I was like, oh, my God, this guy's saying everything I've been seeing and thinking. And, you know, and then once I heard you, I started seeing kind of other people that are, like, on this path of this light. So, so thank you for...
You're welcome, but you haven't seen anything until you see exactly what's happening to you. All you got to do is see it. Tremble and shake in your boots. See it and shake, but do what you got to do. Go your work or whatever you got to do. All right?
Awesome. Thank you, Jesse.
You're welcome, buddy. Bye.
Bye-bye.
888-775-3773. I want to quickly show you the meltdown over Donald Trump becoming president. And when you see this, all you're seeing is anger and evil. This is in every human being. Because had Trump not won, the Trump people would be thinking the same thing. They would be arguing and fighting and saying he won and this happened and this happened. You'll be fighting with the same family members. You'll be sad. You'll be crying. You'll be afraid. You'll be melting down just like this. Sonny, this is from our ABC. There's a woman by the name of Sonny Hoster says she and her daughter now have to have less civil rights. Watch this from ABC.
And so I worry. Not about myself, actually. I don't worry about my station in life. I worry about the working class. I worry about my mother, a retired teacher. I worry about our elderly and their Social Security and their Medicare. Children. I worry about my children's future, especially my daughter, who now has less rights than I have. And I remember my father telling me many, many years ago that I was the first person in his family to enjoy full civil rights. And now I have less civil rights than I had when he told me that.
She's lying. This woman cared 2 cents about her daughter, about civil rights, about any of that. This is all about her. Human beings don't care about what. This woman is not even capable of loving. She doesn't know what love is. She doesn't care. It's all about her own darkness. And she pretending that it's about someone else. So when you see her speak about those things, you think about how loving she is. What a nice lady, right? She can care less. It's all about her. Ego people lie when they say they love you. They lie. She don't care about anything but her. no such thing as civil rights anyway. And all the things she claimed to care about is vanity. I read that another person's vanity seemed bad to you when it doesn't agree with your vanity. You only think another person's vanity is vain or vanity because it doesn't agree with your vanity. This woman's lying. Have you noticed that? Hey, you only disagree with someone else's vanity when it doesn't agree with your vanity.
I've noticed it a little bit. But if they're saying something that I kind of agree with, but I don't like the attitude that they're presenting.
Right. Still vanity.
Right.
Why should you like their attitude or not?
Whatever.
But.
Alpha.
So here's Sonny blame cultural resentment for Trump's landslide victory. Watch this from ABC.
So again, I'm profoundly disturbed that the 14th Amendment of the Constitution did not prevent someone who participated in an insurrection from becoming president of the United States. I'm worried about mass deportation and internment camps. I'm surprised at the result, but I'm not surprised. As a woman of color, I was so hopeful that a mixed race woman married to a Jewish guy could be elected president of this country. Uh-huh. And I think that it had nothing to do with policy. I think this was a referendum of cultural resentment in this country.
All lies, all evil, all vanity. She's sitting there lying through her teeth, pretending with a straight face that she's telling the truth. And if you listen closely to her, the words she speaks, the words doesn't even make sense. They make no sense at all. But if you're in darkness and cannot see, you'll be bowing your head and agreeing. Yeah, that's right. And you ask, well, what does she mean? You ask the person agreeing with her, bowing her head, yeah. What does she mean by that? I saw someone on Jesse Waters' show go out and interview people on the street during this election, and they were repeating what the Democrats and media were saying about democracy. And so he asked this black girl, "Are you voting for Camilla?" "Yes." "Why?" "Because of democracy." And so the guy asked, "Well, what does democracy mean? What is democracy?" I don't really know. I don't quite know, but I trust her. And even that word democracy been thrown around so much this time around. I don't even know what democracy means. But if people agree, democracy, and they don't know what it is. They ask Camilla, you voted for Camilla, why? What did she do? I don't know, but I'm voted for. When I come back, folks, your super chats and your phone calls. I got more craziness to show you, but time would go by so fast, and I want to try to get to as many calls as possible. It's a spiritual battle, but it's in you. It's not outside of you. It's outside of you and others. They're suffering. Back in a moment. Back. Thank you for calling and thanks for holding. How have you been helped by the show?
I'm going to tell you this. I believe you might go down in history as one of the greatest, if not the greatest, black man that ever lived on planet Earth, as far as I'm concerned. I don't know anybody before you that's been that great. You know, freeing slaves is one thing, but you've been freeing people of their mind, which matters, it should be anyhow, to you more than anything else, because with the mind not being right, there ain't nothing else going to happen right anyway.
If you can doubt every thought because you're not your thoughts, if you can doubt every thought, knowing that you're not your thoughts, you don't create them, they're not from God, that they're from the deceiver, the great deceiver, Satan. If you can doubt every thought, you can be free just like that. At an instant, bring every thought into captivity. It's so amazing. Amazing music. The Anchor Baby doing it up, all energy. So listen, Christmas is coming fast. Happy Thanksgiving. Christmas is coming fast. Get your orders in now. Because right now we're really packed with people ordering books and merch and stuff like that. And a lot of the books I have to sign and get back out. So if you want your gifts to appear on time, get them in. My books, From Rage to Responsibility, Scam, How the Black Leadership Exploits Black America, The 7 Guaranteed Steps to Spiritual Family and Financial Success Guide, and The Antidote, Healing America from the Poison of Hate, Blame, and Victimhood. And I will sign the books, all right? Also, the merch. Go to rebuildingdemand.com/store. Mugs, T-shirts, hoodies, all kinds of stuff. Get your order in now. So last year, you were complaining, I didn't get my order on time because you ordered late. What the? So get them in, rebuildingdemand.com. So that we got Christmas shirts up there, a black Santa, me. I love Santa Claus. And all that, right? Get them in by going to rebuildingdemand.com/stores. Rebuildingdemand.com/store. Or you can call 800-411-BOND. 800-411-2663. And then cameos. I am packed with cameos right now because people are doing happy Thanksgiving now. They're doing happy birthdays. They're doing shout outs to Merry Christmas and to Trump. Congratulations now. They're doing it for Happy New Year. So get your shout outs by going to cameo.com/ Jesse Lee Peterson, cameo.com/ Jesse Lee Peterson. Amazing. Encouragement, cameos, congratulations, whatever the shout out is. 888-7753-773. James, let's do some super chats. Then I want to get back to the callers. I haven't done super chats.
Super chats.
Super chats.
Over on buymeacoffee.com/JLPtalk, Tony says, Lizzie Cheney took an axe, gave the Republican Party 40 whacks. When she saw what she had done, she gave the country 41. Poor Lizzie.
Don't blame Lizzie. Lizzie was born with a silver spoon in her mouth. What the? Thank you. You're right. What the?
Three coffees from someone. Hello, sir. On the show yesterday. Maybe I'm missing it. It sounds like your feelings was on display about the election pick. Am I wrong?
Am I wrong? I'm trying to be all that I can be. Yeah. Yeah, no, you're wrong in that. I was happy that the Great White Hope won, but I didn't call it happen to me. It came and it went. Just don't call it you. It doesn't mean you got to walk around like a empty shell or something, right? There's a proper way, a right way of enjoying happiness without the identity and then without trying to make it happen. Thank you, though. Good question. Thank you.
Someone bought three more coffees. Hello, sir. I checked on Gold Co. If you don't have 15,000, you can't qualify. Is there something else a person can get started in at a lower amount? Really want to do something.
Right on. Check them out for their information, and you'll find it out. You really will. They'll work with you.
And in the meantime, save your money.
And contact them, and they'll work with you. Save your money. Good point. If, let's say you can't do it right now. Save your pennies, and you will be able to do it. And you can buy any amount. You can buy any amount. So you can do that. Check them out. Jesse loves gold.com. Amazing. I'm being told you can buy any amount, just not with the bonus. And you're trying to get the bonus.
He's trying to get the 15% or 10% bonus or whatever that is.
Yeah, you can buy any amount. But not with the bonus.
Yeah, you have to qualify for the bonus.
Right. That's a good point.
Keyword qualifying, listeners.
Yeah, pay attention to qualify.
Yeah.
But you can buy any amount, so get what you can get and work your way up to what you want. Amazing. Thank you, though. I appreciate that.
Someone bought a coffee. Hey, Jesse, as a kid, I asked my parents, why am I here? They couldn't answer. I've always pondered, what am I doing here? Finding you and hearing the truth, I can't explain it in words. It's like I understood everything you were saying. Then I finally knew my purpose to forgive and just live, to be nothing. Observe myself and let God make my path. Thank you so much. I wish you and everyone at Bond well.
Right on. Thank you. I appreciate it. Stay with us. Stay with us. Stay with it. And to the person with Gold Co., just again, not with the bonus. Just get what you can, and you'll work your way up, right? I'm telling you, investment is good. It's good to start saving and preparing and blah, 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 without worry. Without worry. Amazing. Thank you.
Nice. Also on Buy Me a Coffee, Lloyd, 5 coffees. Thank you, Jesse. You helped me understand why I acted the way I did. I never understood what drove me. I forgave my parents, do the silent prayer every morning slash night, watched the thoughts, and look inwards. You and Trump will always be known by me as Uncle Trump and Uncle Jesse. You both lead by example, exactly what men should do. Stay with it times 3. Celebration hands emoji. White ones.
Amazing. Thank you. And stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. Just imagine what this world would be if men were to lead and not think and act like women. Don't try to hurt anyone, go after anyone, your wife or anyone, but just lead the way. Be the light. Just imagine the peace that would be on the earth. But the men have taken over the nature of the woman. They get mad, they overreact, they carry on like a woman because they have not returned to the Father. Amazing. Thank you.
Gregatron bought a coffee. Jesse, yesterday when I went to work, I asked a liberal.
Ask!
How's it going? He said, I've been better. How are you? Without missing a beat, I said, amazing! My ego wanted to rub it in, but I noticed it, caught myself, and just kept moving.
Right on. But I love amazing. That was enough said, believe me. Amazing! Thank you.
No More Thoughts says, I just lost my job, and I don't feel much about it. I didn't see myself doing the job for the long run anyway. Nice that Trump got hired. Maybe I'll replace him at McDonald's or a garbage truck driver. I don't know. Let's just wait and see.
There is an opening now. That's for sure. He's gone to higher things. Amazing. Thank you.
The economy is looking up. They're happy. Being enlightened till I rise, 5 coffees. Morning, gentlemen. What a glorious week to witness while shaking in my boots under the pressure of thoughts. Doing the assignment. Nice. You know, GIC, I couldn't vote because I'm away from my state working. But watching how calm Trump was during turbulent time, this turbulent time gave me ease. Turns out never had to worry about anything. Let's make America great. Amazing.
Amazing. Thank you. Making America great again. Nice.
Being enlightened till I rise, three coffees. Pithy biblical question answer.
Do you understand yourself?
No, unfortunately. Well, I don't think it's that unfortunate. I'm still trying to understand what I'm not, truly waiting and seeing to see if it leads to who I truly am.
Well, stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. I have no idea as to who you are. No idea. Or who you're not. Let all ideas go. And stay present. Come into my presence. Thus said the Lord. He said, hey, he's telling you what to do to be free. Come into my presence. And you do everything you can to not be present. Isn't that amazing? Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Super Dave says, with a diamond on DLive, hello, JLP's shirt is wilding out today. Hypnotic.
Amazing. Thank you.
With the pattern, if the resolution is not settled, it starts getting like a buzzy.
Oh, yeah.
All the lines and crisscross and stuff.
I don't see that.
You don't see it because we're looking at a good screen. Super Dave is looking at a screen that hasn't quite ironed out what it's looking at.
Thank you, Super Dave. Thanks for letting me know.
Gen C bought 20 coffees. Great morning, JLP Universe. Demon rats are blaming George Clooney, that's an actor, for pushing Biden out. Someone pass the popcorn. The forthcoming drama is going to be so good. Popcorn emoji.
They definitely blaming everybody. That's for sure.
By the way, did you know that November is Men's Equality Month? And November 19th is International Men's Day.
And August is Men's History Month. Right on. Nice. I didn't know that, but thank you.
I vaguely recall that because we've interviewed some of those men's rights activist types over the years.
Oh, nice.
The Key bought a coffee. Morning, Jesse and crew. Kamala's concession speech reminds us of the two witnesses. Words can be manipulated to appear true. 90% of her speech, if spoken by Trump, would fit the MAGA message. The difference is one is a false witness against the truth.
Amazing. Well, that was one of the nasty unappreciated. Goodbye I ever heard. It was nasty. And then her little weak beta husband came up and brought mama off the stage. Come on, mama. I bet you that man probably miserable dealing with that woman every day. He has to be. Amazing. Thank you.
Over on Cash App, over on Buy Me a Coffee, there's some Cash App wins coming. Lori bought a coffee. People think turning the cheek means being weak, but it means don't repay evil with evil. There's strength in responding with love or not reacting at all. Weakness is being controlled by anger. Meek, not weak.
It means don't hate. If somebody try to hurt you, and I'm not talking about physically, you can protect yourself physically, right? But they kind of hurt your ego, don't hate them. If you didn't have the ego, they couldn't hurt you. If someone want to get revenge, don't hurt, don't be angry. If you didn't have an ego, there was no revenge for you. It'd be on them because what they do to you, try to do to you. Look what they're doing to themselves. Look what's happening with Trump. If that's not a lesson for you, I don't know what is. You got Jesus right in front of you, living it, and you don't see it. I heard that the people that filed that thing against Trump is dropping it now. What's that guy's name?
Oh, Jack Smith?
Yeah, whatever his name.
Whatever.
He's dropping it now. Amazing. Nice. Thank you.
On Cash App, a couple from Devin. He says, thanks for your part in waking people up. The Great Black Hope.
Amazing. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. All right? Mike, thank you, though.
Mike Young bought a coffee. Hey, Jesse, please forgive me for saying this, but anytime I see Maxine Waters, I want to throw up. She hates Donald Trump so much it's not even funny, and she's too doggone old to be that wicked.
I never see Maxine anymore. I haven't seen her in a while that I can remember.
You don't watch enough MSNBC or something, probably.
Oh, I know I ain't seen Witch of the West lately.
MSDNC.
With a low IQ.
Indeed.
Amazing. Thank you.
Falcon Ing over on Twitch. Did you know? JLP Talk on Twitch. Hell hath no fury like a woman scorned is a proverb adapted from lines in The Mourning, as in crying, Bride, a tragic play by English playwright William Congreve, first performed in 1697.
Oh, Omid was just telling me that. I forgot to mention it. My PR guy.
Yeah.
And so it was lying from a play?
Mm-hmm.
How come everybody think it came from the Bible?
Who's
I thought
everybody?
It was in the Word. I used to even hear the older people say, there's no fury like the hell of a woman.
Yeah. Well, Proverbs 21:9 says, Falcon Ing, it is better to dwell in a corner of the housetop than with a brawling woman in a wide house. Pardon me.
That's in the Bible.
Yeah, it's in the Bible.
I thought I had this soundbite on that black woman that in New York, that was trying to get rid of Donald Trump. I mean, she went to court and sat on the first row every day to make sure.
Is that Letitia James?
That's her name.
I think so.
I thought he gave me the soundbite, but I don't see him.
I think he did too. One more verse while you're looking.
Okay.
Proverbs 21:19, according to Falcon Ing, it is better to dwell in the wilderness than with a contentious and angry woman.
Ooh.
Facts. It's in the Bible.
It's in the Word.
It's a fact.
I want to take some calls.
Okay.
And then I would eventually get to the Tissue Game, but I don't see it yet.
Well, thank you, guys.
I believe that
is all for now.
Yeah, we'll come back to some more.
Well, we'll read the rest later.
Yeah, don't forget.
Okay.
Okay. Let me go quickly back to the phones. Let me go to William out of California. William, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Good morning, Jesse. How you doing?
All is well. Good morning.
Good, good. A little news update. Pennsylvania Senate race is very close to call right now, but 98% of the votes in for the U.S. Senate, one of the seats, 48.5 for the Democrats and 48.9 for the Republicans. That was about an hour ago. That's I think that's Bob Casey and Dave McCormick.
Yeah, I saw this morning on Fox that looked like they were going to that the Republican guy is going to beat out this Democrat who has been there for a long time.
Right, right.
Isn't that amazing?
It is. It is. And it looks like it just came in also that Donald Trump actually won Michigan as well.
Right. I saw one report that says that the Z's, the millennials, my age people, and everybody voted for Trump, and that over 50% of white women voted for Trump, and the liberals are ticked that the women would vote for him.
Yeah. Well, the black women are really ticked off at us black men. Saying that there was some very horrible things on YouTube about that one. They were saying that they couldn't stand us anymore. And how dare us not vote for this black woman? And if you get beat in the streets by the police now, just you're on your own. We're not coming out to protest for you anymore. All of that kind of hateful stuff.
I know.
it's kind of crazy, you know. But I've seen that thing on The View that you just showed. There is nothing that woman's child can't do that she can't do.
She was lying. That woman totally
lying.
Right. And if you're not paying attention, you think that she's telling the truth, but she's lying. It was just all lying. Oh, man.
He said, you know, Jesse, before I go, I don't know why they ponder with that kind of stuff all the time. This stories about being exposed to segregation and there's really not too many. I keep saying this, there's not too many people alive unless you, like maybe you, in when you were a young man or a young boy, I guess they were starting to end some of that stuff.
But even back then, when it was there, I remember seeing for colors only, whites only, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
But most black people, no white people were bothered by that. If they wanted to say hi, they said hi anyway. They wanted to come up and talk to you, they talked to you. That wasn't such a big deal as these people try to make it. They're just saying this stuff to control the people. They want to keep the blacks angry to control them.
Right, right. I remember my mother telling me that she grew up in Louisiana. You grew up in Alabama. She told me we absolutely did not see no black man hanging from a tree every weekend around the corner. So this stuff about these people that weren't there claiming that stuff is ridiculous. But,
it's all made up, man. We might.
Oh, did you hear Donald Trump is getting to work right now on the wars, they said, too.
War?
Yeah, on both of them. He's trying to get this stuff ended.
Oh, yeah. So, things are going to happen now for sure.
Right.
Thank you, William. Call me again, man. I totally appreciate it.
Okay.
Take care. All right, buddy. I want to just show you this Latifah James. Thank you. It was here, just that I couldn't see it. Remember that black woman in New York that she ran a campaign that she was going to get rid of Trump? She's going to go after Trump as she did, and she sat in the court every day, or appeared to be every day, on the front row looking smirching at Trump. If you don't remember her, the New York Attorney General Letitia James, here's this from X, just a quick reminder.
We did not expect this result, but we are prepared to respond to this result. And my office has been preparing for several months because we've been here before. We faced this challenge before. And we use the rule of law to fight back. And we are prepared to fight back once again. Because as the Attorney General of this great state, it is my job to protect and defend the rights of New Yorkers and the rule of law. And I will not shrink from that responsibility.
Amazing, huh? What an angry, ain't nothing worse than the scorn of a woman. I wanted to remind you who she was, but I gotta take a quick break. When I come back, I'll just remind you, in case you forgot. And then your phone call, we're gonna move more calls. And Super Chats, 888-775-3773. A quick break. Back in a moment. A counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy, they're miserable, they have rough lives, they're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand, I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingtheman.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven.
some serious mess to clean up during the next presidency of our greatest president, Donald J. Trump. Am I right? Yes, I'm right. This is the end of hour two of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Bible Thumper Thursday, guys and gals. November 7th, 2024 AD, and it is the first Thursday of the month. That means today is, it's 8 o'clock now. It's going to, at 7 p.m. here in Los Angeles, we're going to have a men's forum the first Thursday of the month, rebuildingtheman.com/events. And there is one line open. You can call in right now to get on hold, to get on air with JLP, and he will get back to your calls and more great stories and clips. But first, it's fake news, not fake news. Commie Nonsense Network, CNN, claims that there is a climate crisis. Shout out. New data confirms 2024. Pardon me, I spit. But at least it was on my computer, not in the studio. Will be the hottest year on record and the first calendar year to exceed the Paris Agreement threshold. Devastating news for the planet that comes as America chooses a president who has promised to undo its climate progress. It wasn't climate progress, it was communism regression. Evil. Both at home and abroad, nearly all the world's countries pledged to strive to keep global warming under 1.5 degrees Celsius to in the Paris Agreement. They warn that at that level, the human-caused climate change, which I believe for the sake of the channel, fueled that by heat-trapping fossil fuel pollution, begins to exceed the ability of humans and the natural world to adapt. Copernicus data released Wednesday shows, not the real Copernicus, it's something else, shows 2024 is virtually certain to shoot above that threshold. Trump is a noted climate denier. He has pulled the United States out of the Paris Agreement during his first term, and he rightly did so. He has vowed to do it again in his second term. Nice, as he should, because that was just a bunch of globalist socialism. Let China go out of control. It's dumb. He is better for the environment and the whole world than any of these liberal commies. Severe weather. Around 27 million people in California under red flag warnings. Red flag. Not the anti-Second Amendment policy, although they're against that too, right? I mean, they're facing that too. Red flag warnings are used to describe extreme and life-threatening fire behavior. Fire. In Ventura County, firefighters and conducting rescues, man, it was crazy, as they battled a mountain fire moving at a dangerously fast speed in a dense suburban, in the suburbs, neighborhood northwest of Los Angeles. Earlier this week, forecasters warned conditions appear concerningly similar to those responsible for some of the worst fires in Southern California history. Separately, elsewhere in the world, Hurricane Rafael slammed into Cuba as a Category 3 hurricane, Cat 3, Wednesday, yesterday, before losing some strength as it passed over the island and entered the Gulf of Mexico. Rafael, which caused, and unfortunately it's not named after a woman like it's supposed to be, Rafael caused the island's power grid to crash. It's the fifth major hurricane of the year in the Atlantic and the strongest this late in the year since 2020. Is a storm coming in. And Elon Musk, billionaire Elon Musk, went all in supporting the Trump campaign after they tried to take Trump out. That one kid did, 20-year-old young man. And now faces both positives and negatives from Trump's election win. Wednesday, investors bet that Trump's victory would also be a win for Musk's major public holding, Tesla, as well as many others in the stock market, including the dollar improved in its value. Tesla sent shares to his electrical vehicle maker up an immediately 13% at market open. Ended the session up nearly 15%. So $15 billion richer is he. And we are all richer with a Trump win. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP, Hour 3.
Thank you.
got to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the third hour of the show today. You can get involved by calling 888-77-5377-888-77-JESSE. My biblical question for this week, do you understand yourself? Do you understand yourself? Do ya understand yourself? Know thyself. We have everywhere that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're busy about doing whatever you're doing, you can be listening to the show on your iPhone or iPad by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Thursday. It's the third hour of the show on Thursday. And every Thursday is Bible Thumper Thursday.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
Oh, God.
Are you ready? I don't feel your face. Are you ready? Are
you ready? Hallelujah. Yeah, yeah. Baba Thumper Thursday. I want to first play you this song by of Letitia James, I think her name is. And I said I wanted to remind you who she was, but we played the wrong soundbite. And then I want to play how she's reacting to the Great White Hope winning. But some of you might remember Letitia James. What a nasty woman. Evil, nasty, no, zero love. Nothing but revenge. There's nothing worse than the scorn of a woman, an angry woman, right? But for those who might not may not remember who she is, the so-called New York Attorney General Letitia James, he is from X. Just to remind you,
the president of the United States has complained that I'm engaging in some sort of political witch hunt, that I've got some personal vendetta against him, that I campaigned against him. That is not true.
This illegitimate president who sits in the White House.
That president, because he's not my president, he's an illegitimate president. His days are numbered. His days are numbered.
We've got to get ready to mobilize, and we've got to get ready to agitate and irritate until victory is won, but more importantly, until Trump is defeated.
Yeah. We will all rise up and resist this man.
And ultimately, we'll bring him down.
So did we just hear her say that it wasn't true that she campaigned against Trump to go after Trump? Did you not just hear her say that? Well, she said, no, it's not true. That's not true. Well, here's Letitia James after the Great White won the other day. This is from X. Watch this.
We did not expect this result.
I bet you didn't.
But we are prepared to respond to this result. And my office has been preparing for several months because we've been here before. We faced this challenge before. And we use the rule of law to fight back. And we are prepared to fight back once again. Because as the Attorney General of this great state, it is my job to protect and defend the rights of New Yorkers and the rule of law.
From down on top, right?
And I will not shrink from that responsibility.
Oh. Who let the dogs out? Oh. Well, man. And you want these women running your country. You want them running your country. I want to ask us what y'all think about something. I'm about to play something that Tucker Carlson, according to reports, said. I want to know, do you believe him or not? Do you believe that this is possible or not? I just heard about this the other day. My producer had found a story. He was telling me about it. And it's an amazing story. And so I want to know, it's Bible Thumper Thursday, right? So I want to know, what do you all think about this? Do you believe in demons, that there are demons? And that the demons can really attack you? I want to know what you think about this, bro. I really do. And then I go back to the phones. This is from X. First of all, I want to tell you, Tucker Carlson believed that he was attacked by demons. According to X, Tucker Carlson believed, or from X, Tucker Carlson believes he was attacked and mauled by a demon while in his bed a year and a half ago. Watch this from Tucker on X.
Do you think the presence of evil is kickstarting people to wonder about the good?
That's what happened to me.
That's what happened to you?
Oh, yeah. I had a direct experience with it.
In the milieu of journalism or just...
Nope. In my bed at night, and I got attacked while I was asleep with my wife and four dogs in the bed and mauled. Physically mauled.
In a spiritual attack by a demon?
Yeah, by a demon. Or by something unseen that left...
Is that right?
Claw marks on my sides, on my...
So it left physical marks?
Oh, they're still there. Yeah, yeah. A year and a half ago.
Was your wife terrified? I know you were.
I wasn't. I was totally confused. I woke up and I was couldn't breathe and I thought I was going to suffocate. And I walked around outside and then I walked in and my wife and dogs had not woken up and they're very light sleepers. And then I had these terrible pains on my rib cage and on my shoulder. And I was just in my boxer shorts and I went and flipped on the light in the bathroom and I had four claw marks on either side underneath my arms and on my left shoulder. And they're bleeding.
Wait, they were bleeding?
They're bleeding, yeah. No, actual claw marks. And I sleep on my side, so I wasn't clawing myself. I don't have long nails. And they didn't fit my hands anyway. But yeah, that happened.
What do you think about that? Do you believe demons exist and that you can be attacked by them and they leave marks on you? What do you think about that? I want to hear from you. One more from Tucker, where he's discussing his encounter with a demon. Oh, no, I'm sorry. Tucker said he knew the encounter was spiritual. And he went on to contact his Christian assistant, I believe. Watch this from X.
So I'm not from a world where things like that happen. I never heard of anything like that happening before. I had no idea what that was. I knew it was spiritual immediately.
You did? Okay, that was going to be my question.
Yeah. I don't understand to this day. I'm not going
to
put it.
You didn't try to refute the spiritual part in your own mind. You went right into the.
Well, it didn't make any sense, and it doesn't now. But I'm not from a, what do they call it, faith tradition, that talks about things like that or even acknowledges their existence. Like, there's nothing like that. I've never heard anybody say anything like that in my whole life.
What was the next day like?
Well, the next morning I woke up and I thought that was the weirdest dream I've ever had. And then I saw blood on my sheets and I realized that was not a dream at all. I was like, oh, my assistant was like the only evangelical Christian I know, you know, well enough to call with something bizarre like that, totally bizarre like that. And she said, oh, yeah, no, that happens. Yeah, people are attacked in their bed by demons. What? What are you even talking about? Yeah.
888-775-3773, 888-77-JESSE. Do you believe demons exist? And do you believe that you can be attacked by them and feel the physical pain of it? What do you think about Tucker's story there, Nick, the anchor baby?
Show us the claw marks. He said they're still there, right?
Right.
Show us the marks. What I think about it, I tend to believe what people say about stuff that they believe something happened.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, I'd be making a claim on something he's saying. I really just don't know. My mind went to show me the claw marks. Show us the claw marks. I've heard all sorts of stories. People who died, they say all sorts of fantastical things, and they'll go to this level where they talk about demons but I don't find that information useful usually. Like, it might be true, but I've yet to experience something like that myself.
If he showed you the claw mark.
Why would a demon want to do that? You know what I mean? Like, reveal that sort of effect on the world when they have a power over people way scarier and subtle. I'm just rambling now, but it might be true. I don't know. Jeez.
And so, if he showed you the mark on him, would you believe it?
Not necessarily, I guess. I'm a little doubter.
You believe that demons exist?
Yeah, I think so. That's the only, like, logical explanation for a lot of things.
But
you know,
not...
people want to, oh, the wind does this because of the sun and blah, blah, blah. But what about people? If everyone thought they were free, if everyone says they believe they're free, everybody believes they're free. And like they have will, like, but yet the world would be a different place if that was true. It's like, so the only logical explanation that demons are in control.
So you believe demons exist, but you don't believe they can attack you and leave physical marks?
I just don't know. But the question here is a little bit narrower. It's did
My
this
producer
happen to
said
Tucker?
He doesn't believe it.
Say what?
Derek said he doesn't believe it.
The question here is a little narrower than that. It's like, do I believe that this happened to Tucker? And I feel a little silly having to answer that, because whatever, it's his experience.
You know, so you don't believe it happened to Tucker?
I just don't. I don't know. I don't know.
Amazing. Okay, 888-775-3773. Quickly, let me go to Gail out of Pennsylvania. Gail, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Are you a first-time caller, Gail?
This is my third call.
Oh, okay.
You.
Right on. Go ahead.
I want to talk about demons. Now, first of all, demons have a body similar to a bear. They are... the bottom part of the demon is shaped like a bear. And the top part of the demon is like a big brown ball. And they have a terrible, terrible sound. Okay, what happened to me was I was raped by a demon. I had no control over what this demon was doing for me. He came at me from my back. Okay. And it was so terrifying. I couldn't think at first. So finally, I just called on the name of Jesus, and the demon left me alone. Okay, that's not the end of it. Okay, I don't remember what day it was, but the demon came back again to do the same thing. And it was an intervention done by, I believe, an angel. He was dressed in biblical clothing, and he stopped the angel. When the angel descended down, he stopped the angel. He came, the angel came through the door, okay, the closed door, and he stopped that demon. And so the demon was like, all the rage and the terrifying breathing that he did was like, he was like, when that angel spoke to him, it was like how a balloon loses its air. Okay. And evidently what I could see, this was a real person. And when all the air came out of him, he had a body like a normal person, and he left. So demons are real, okay?
And so the demon is gone from you now?
Yeah.
And why do you say the demon is shaped like a bear?
Because I saw him. I saw his form.
And how do you know it was a demon?
Because of the way he acted. He was in total control. He was able to control me because I did not have the understanding of, maybe I did something that I shouldn't have done that opened that portal that he was able to come at me. Okay. So, and not only that, a few months ago, I would say about 3 or 4 months ago, I saw one go past my window. He was breathing that terrifying breath to terrify you. He went past my window. But I think when that angel spoke to him, he realized that he could not come at me again like that. Okay? And the other incident, this was in real life. This was in real life. This was when I was working. I came home, and two kids were taking in furniture to the apartment that they lived over top of me. So the young man told me, well, you go park over there. And I said, no, after you all move, I'm going to park my car here. Okay. So I parked my car. They went on into the apartment, right? So when I went in the building, somebody in that apartment opened the door, okay? Now, I lived downstairs at that time, okay? They opened the door and saw me go downstairs. I went in my apartment, got on my computer. The next thing I know, I had some scratch marks on my right arm. And I would look down because it was burning. So I figured whoever opened that door and saw me go down, they did that to me. Okay. So demons are real. You can see demons in people too.
Do you believe that demons live in human beings?
Yeah. They can live in human beings.
And so do you have demons inside of you?
No.
How did you get rid of the ones inside of you?
How did I get rid of the ones inside of me?
Yeah.
I get on my knees and I pray. Not only do I pray, because I am, at the age that I am now, I'm able to cipher. I'm able to divide what's not of God and what's of man. Because I am, the word of God is inside of me. It's inside of me.
Let me ask you this, though, because of time, I got to run here. So do you still have demons inside of you?
No.
They're all gone?
Yes.
And how do you know they're gone?
Because I have peace. My mind is stable. And I don't know if you hear the saying, my life is almost at a full circle.
How old are
it's
you now?
It's almost complete because of the things that I have endured in my life. I have endured some things in my life. I've gone through some things in my life.
How old are you now?
I'm 74, Jesse.
Oh, okay. Amazing. Well, Gail, I appreciate you, what you went through, what you said, told us. Call me again, all right?
All right.
Thank you. 888-7753-773. Let me go to Eleanor. Who is this? California? Eleanor, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, Jesse. Hey. Am I early enough to fool you?
I'm sorry?
Am I up early enough to fool you in the morning?
I'm missing the point.
No, I'm just joking with you. Don't you say all the time, you got to get up early in the morning.
Oh, I see. You got to get up early in the morning. Right on. Amazing. Go ahead.
So I called you last time and told you about what was happening with my wife. She got a restraining order on me, lied about me. I have visitation with my son 3 days a week. You told me to walk away and let go, focus on myself. That she'll destroy me using the child, and that the child's already destroyed. I'm having a hard time with that. I can't walk away, and I'm finding myself allowing her to believe that we might get together, and she's already got dismissal papers for the restraining order. So I'm playing a sinister game. I know I can never stay with her again after what she's done, but I'm allowing these things to enter her mind so that this thing can get dropped and I can be in my son's life.
So you're pretending with her that you guys have a chance of getting back together, right?
Yeah.
And but you're doing this thinking that she may drop all this filing of divorce and all that?
We're not legally married, so there's no divorce
involved.
Yeah, so there's not that process going through, but as of right now, I have no rights to my son. And
so you're making this girl think y'all can maybe get back together in hopes that that would allow you to see your child?
Yeah, well, I already see him 3 times a week. And my dad was like, man, Jesse wasn't telling you to walk away. Hold on to those visitations. And I was like, no, Dad. And, you know, he told me I need to walk away from this, and I'm thinking I'm starting to see why, because this is eating me up. It's making me do things that I wouldn't normally do, but I'm doing it for my son. I can't bear leaving him. But maybe you're probably right. I'm starting to see that.
You're not doing this for your son. You're doing it for you.
Mm.
All the pain you feel, all the ideas that you love him, all the ideas you don't want to suffer with her, those are all your vanity, all your ego. It's not for your son at all, because if it were for your son, you would be able to let go. It's for you. You feel the pain. And it's not even
why
you.
Why is that?
You're on a big ego trip. You're lost in thought.
Well, why is it, though, that it's for me and not for my son, even if I'm willing to take on things about myself that aren't true just so she believes it and maligns my character, you know? How is it for me still,
because
if I'm letting her?
If you loved your son, you would be doing all this evil fakeness with this woman to try to get back with her for your son. You wouldn't do any of those things. You would have to accept what is, let go, and just work on yourself and let God's will be done. You're not doing it for your son. You're doing it for you. And what you don't know is, because you're listening to the lies of your imagination and emotion, you are making your life worse, difficult, and things will only get worse because you're consulting with the devil as to what you should be doing to get what you want. You're communicating with evil, and you think you're communicating with you. You think your thoughts are your own.
No, yeah, they're not. You've helped me realize that for sure. They're not my own.
And so why are you still consulting with the devil? The devil told you to get this woman, get rid of her, made a baby, and now the devil divided you from your son, and now he's trying to tell you how to get back with her. It's not true as what you think is going to happen. Why you keep consulting with evil of your imagination?
Because they're dangling my baby boy in front of me and saying, look, here, if you want this, you got to do this, and I guess I'm falling for it.
And so instead of cutting the baby in half, why don't you let her have it?
Yeah.
Look how miserable you are, and you love your misery, and that's why you created more misery by letting her think or making her think that you're going to get back with her. How do you think that's going to turn out when she find out it was just a game you were playing to get back at her?
Yeah, I thought about that. I would imagine I even tried again getting restraining order, though. I don't know why. I have hopes of, hey, look, Judge, she dismissed it. You know, you can't get a restraining order on me again over lies.
Because you, in your imagination, the next restraining order is going to be worse than this first one. Because what you're doing is not going to work. You can bank on that. All you're doing is creating more hell for you in your world. Everything you're thinking and feeling is happening inside of you, and it's not you, but you think it's you, and you're just creating more hell for yourself.
Yeah.
Why not let go? You're supposed to only love the truth more than anyone or anything else. You're loving your ego, pretending you love your son, and you're creating hell for yourself. If you loved your son, you let him go.
Oh, man, that's hard to hear.
And you said that they allow you to, you do see your son every weekend or something, right?
Yeah, three days a week and every other weekend.
So why can't you be satisfied with that?
Because she's got my dad quarantined off within the order, so I can only enjoy my son to myself, and that's fine. You know, I can.
Is your son for your father or you?
Right.
No, that was a question.
Oh, he's for me.
So then, why does it bother you that your dad can't see him?
Because that's the only family member I have in my life right now.
What does that have to do with your son?
Nothing.
So then why is that an issue then?
It's not.
So why have you made it an issue? You have visitation right with your son, and I don't like that word because I don't say visit, that's your child. But you have what the world calls visitation right. You're able to see your son. Why can't you just accept what is and work on you, be a good example when your son see you, and let things work themselves out?
Okay. So I shouldn't completely walk away and give up visitation, just keep the visitation and just focus on myself.
So visitation, she's not stopping you from seeing on visitation, right?
Right.
And so you can see him on visitation and no problem.
Yeah, so she is trying to get me on supervised visitation because she believes that my dad was over here one time.
Why don't you just... I recommend that you do what you want, but I recommend you accept what you have, work on you, and let God's will be done. You have visitation right where you see your son, and you don't have to have the whole family, your daddy or nobody else. It's not their child. They ain't got to see him, but you see him. And then accept that and let life happen for you. And stop arguing with the devil. You're just creating a greater situation. Now she thinks you had your father over there. That's another situation.
Okay. Loud and clear. And I wanted to ask you, what is the answer or meaning, I guess would be the right word, for the question that you always ask, who is you? Is it that we're nobody? Is it that we're a child of God? And we need
hold
to
on,
return
hold
the
on
father?
A minute. Hold on a minute. Hold on for a minute, all right? 888-7753-773. A quick break. Back in a moment. Now, I totally disagree with the way things are going, but you can't be angry because that's what the enemy wants. He wants to control you. They do things to make you mad so they can control you. It's like being married, and the wife would do things to make you mad, or she'll do things to make you feel good. And men do that to women, too, when they want something from the woman, especially sex. They'll make her feel good, or they'll make her angry. And the woman's gonna have to say, you don't want to be angry. You want to speak up. You want to disagree with what's going on. It's wrong, but do not be angry. Then you won't have fear. You won't have doubt. You won't have worries. You'll be able to see, but you got to stay away from anger. That's why you must forgive your mothers and your fathers so that you can overcome the spirit of anger. It's a spirit and it's wicked. Nothing good in anger because it has no love, folks. You need love to defeat evil. And love is not a weakness. It's a strength. It's from God. It's His nature. Welcome back, 888-7753-773-888-77-JESSE. The Hake Report coming up at, oh, by the way, the treasure chest is now open on D-Live. Amazing. The Hake Report coming up at the top of this hour, 9 a.m. The Hake Report from 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. And after the Hake Report, Joel Friday TV. He black. Joel Friday TV. At 11 a.m. and then at 12 noon, the American Anchor Baby. Not at 12, but 4 p.m. And then at 4 p.m., the American Anchor Baby. All right? The American Anchor Baby. Amazing. And the men's forum tonight, guys, at 7 p.m., Bond Headquarters, L.A., the men's forum. Every first Thursday night. And get ready, lady, for the third one. Your time is coming, too. Amazing. Let me go quick back to I know you had a quick question for me. Go ahead.
Yeah, regarding whenever you ask someone who you are.
Right.
Or who is you. Yeah, What is the meaning behind that? Is the understanding of that? Is it that we're nothing without God, or that we're gods and we need to return to Him?
Who are you? Who is Einar?
I don't know how to answer that. I can't.
And why can't you?
Because everything's been given to me. I haven't chosen who my parents are. I didn't choose my name. I didn't choose my experiences. To the best of my ability, I'm just God's creation, and I'm being worked on.
And how do you know that?
Because He told us so.
So
it's evident, isn't it? I didn't choose my mom. I didn't choose my dad. I didn't choose.
So if you truly believe that you're not your experiences and all those things you say you were not, why are you reacting to the world?
Okay, that's why you're asking.
No,
okay.
That was a question.
I'm reacting to it because I'm thinking I know who I am. I'm reacting to it because I think I'm obligated to things. And
you spoke a bunch of words about who you're not, and those what you have learned and you've been taught. So you're just parroting what you've been learned that you're not and what God said in the Bible. But you don't know if any of those things are true or not.
Okay.
I recommend that. You know, you made this baby out of wedlock. You should have done that, so you're paying the price for that. I recommend that instead of fighting with this woman for another minute, stop fighting with the devil. Don't fight with evil outside of you or inside of you. And that you have custody. I mean, you can see your child every weekend and whatever. Just accept that. Work on you, and you'll be fine. But you, in your head, and you think you know what you want, and you think what you're thinking, you're feeling is love for your child, and you got to fight. And all you're doing is digging a hole for you because you're worshiping the devil.
Yeah. My wife would always ask me.
I thought you weren't married.
Well, I called her, my wife, and I was going to get a prenuptial with her. We didn't want to get registered and legally married. I didn't want to give her half of everything. She decided to leave me because I know she's a little problematic. But she would always tell me that it's my duties as a husband to take care of her heart. Do you understand and validate her feelings? Do you understand what that means? Is that
yeah? She said, "I'm your God. I want you to worship me."
Okay. Yeah, I thought
that's what that means. Keep all your attention on me. That's what she was saying.
Right. Right. And she expects me to look at no other woman and completely be satisfied by her in every shape, form,
and yet you're playing this game with this woman. Why don't you be glad to see this hell and let it go? Be glad she's gone. Stop arguing with her because you're in two devils fighting. You're encouraging her to bring more hell upon you in your mind and in the physical.
Right.
Drop it, man. Do what you want, but accept what you have with your son. Drop the argument and all that, and no more fighting.
Okay. How long do I do the silent prayer for every morning and night?
Until you don't want to do it. Just don't sit there all day and do it, but get up and do it, and you'll see when to stop.
Okay.
Are you working on you?
Yeah.
So if you have time with your son, accept that. I'm not telling you to give that up, but don't be fighting for more.
Okay.
All right?
All right, Jesse. Thank you.
I wish you well, man.
All right. Thank you for everything.
You're welcome. 888-7753-773. 888-77-JESSE. Let me go to first-time caller Ricky out of Texas. Ricky, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Thank you. Thank you. How you doing?
All is well.
I was calling about the do you believe in demons question?
Do you believe demons exist?
Yes, man.
And do you believe that they can attack you physically and leave a mark?
Yes, because it's happened to me.
What happened?
A couple of years ago, I was living in my apartment, and in the middle of the night, there I felt this presence or somebody sit down on my bed, and I looked, and I was like, because I live alone, right, and it's dark, and there's like this shadowy figure at the end of my bed, and it started speaking to me like it was my mother, and I realized that it wasn't my mother, because my mother, I live more than 18 miles away from my mother, right, so I was like, my mother never was kind to me, and this demon was like kind and asking how I was, and I realized there's no way. My doors are locked, and I was like, who are you? And then it's like it turned around, its eyes were all red, and it attacked me, and we wrestled like in my apartment, and when I began to, I guess I lose the fight or whatever, and it's like fingers like went into my rib cage, and I felt like them crawling up into like towards my heart to like stop my heart, and I started crying out to God, and you know, I started doing the Lord's Prayer, and then it said something, I don't remember what it said, but then it left right, like, because I said the Lord's Prayer several times and it wasn't going away, and then I just like fell silent and just like, you know, in my mind or whatever, I was like, God, just help me, please, I'm about to die, and then it disappeared. It's gone.
And how long ago was that?
It was 2 years ago.
And have you had that any experience like that since then?
None. Nothing like that.
Amazing.
Yeah, and I went to work and I showed my coworkers the on my ribcage, on my side, on my arms, that were there was like these lines where it had like raked my skin, and it was the most, I don't want to say amazing, but it was amazing experience. You know what I mean? Because I don't have a word for it. It was profound. Wow. I was like, oh my God, this stuff might be real.
Amazing. Yeah. Do you have anger?
Not anymore. No, because I started doing the Lord's, or not the Lord's Prayer, the silent prayer, and working on myself this year.
Yeah.
Because I started listening to you this year. And yeah, I've done the steps that the, you know, that are on your website. You know, I went to go forgive my mom. She stopped talking to me. I forgave my dad. He's the only one that talks to me. So it's like, no anger or anything. And, you know, and I remind myself that all thoughts are all lies all the time.
Yes.
And I recognize when I get into my thoughts and I'm like, oh, okay. And when I do the Lord's Prayer, I recognize that, you know, I see them like a movie, like you said, you know, they play out. And I'm like, geez, these are not me thinking these awful things.
Yeah.
And it's been an amazing journey since I've started doing the silent prayer and recognizing that I am not my body. I'm not my thoughts. I don't know who I am. And I'm not these things that I thought I was.
It's
an amazing journey. I don't know what else to say. It's amazing.
Stay with, amazing story too about the demons. Stay with it though. Stay with it. Stay with it. You haven't seen anything yet. It gets better. All right.
All right. I will.
Rick,
thanks
for the amazing story, man. Testimony
thank
to
you.
Demons. Amazing. Thank you.
Have a good day.
All right, buddy.
Bye.
Bye now. 888-775-3773. Anthony is the first time call out of California. Anthony, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Okay, so first of all, no way. Second of all, longtime listener. And I think your show is amazing, right?
Amazing.
And I thank you for having me on the show. Go ahead. Thank you.
Amazing. Go ahead.
Okay. And, you know, I'm a millennial, and I like how you have Matan Evan on the show. People like that.
How
know,
old are you?
Trying to get involved. I'm 37 years young.
Oh, okay. All right. Go ahead.
Right. But so I'm just in the middle of both generations, right?
Yeah.
And so I'm peculiar on Z and X and beyond, you know. And so we all knew Trump was going to win, right? It didn't mean whether you liked him or not. Kamala was a liar, and even if he was a liar, he had McDonald's say Kamala didn't work at McDonald's. So many videos of saying Kamala is Indian.
So you voted for voted for Trump.
And so here's my point. So this is my point. I knew Trump was going to win, and regardless of which, I don't feel like either one of them is fighting on behalf of the heavenly side. So I feel like my vote was better casted for Jesus. So by me not choosing to vote for Trump or Kamala, I feel like my vote was better casted toward Jesus.
So let me ask, because of time here, you did not vote?
I did vote.
You voted for Trump?
I voted for Jesus.
But not for Trump? But Jesus
was. I voted for Jesus.
Jesus wasn't running.
So if you, Jesus is running. So what, you can pick one ruler. How
Jesus,
many rulers can you choose?
Was Jesus on the ballot?
You pick one rule. You pick one. You despise the other. You hate the other.
Was
so
Jesus
which one
name,
can you? Which one would you choose?
Was Jesus' name on the ballot?
Jesus is always an option.
Anthony, because of time, was Jesus' name on the ballot?
So you cannot be a part of the system if you want to get
Anthony,
into that.
Anthony,
what the Bible says.
Anthony, was
Jesus' name is always available. I just want your opinion. What do you think of my vote
Anthony,
was wasted?
Anthony, real fast. Was you voted for not Trump and not Camilla, but Jesus?
Jesus.
Right? And
yes,
was,
sir.
Was Jesus' name on the ballot?
I mean, that's an option.
You wrote it in?
There's many options.
Did you write it
I
in?
I chose
or
not.
Something?
No, I vote for streets and schools and stuff like that. But when it comes to who's going to be my king and my ruler, I choose to vote for Jesus.
So
I just want your opinion.
You
what
write,
do you think about that?
I I'm trying to understand it because it doesn't make any sense, zero sense at all. But I'm trying to ask.
I appreciate your opinion.
Did you write Jesus' name on the ballot or something?
No. So I'm making it very clear to the world through you that Jesus is an option.
But Jesus was no option. He was not on the ballot.
Right. So by choosing not to be a part of the system, you prove that you have faith in Jesus.
No, you're not. You haven't proved one point about your faith in Jesus at all.
Give me an example of what you mean. I didn't even barely understand. I'm sorry.
The idea you say you voted for Jesus, that's insane.
I did.
That's insane. Well,
How many votes do you get?
You
can't vote for Jesus and Kamala. You can't vote for Jesus and Trump. You got to vote for one or the other.
And who is Jesus?
You love Jesus.
Who is
Jesus? Jesus is our Savior. Jesus is the Son of God, Son of Jehovah.
And did he ask you, did he need you to vote for him?
He doesn't need us to vote for him, but we should vote for him if we want him to be our Savior. Did he want to save you, Trump, Kamala, or Jesus?
But you can't vote for... Are you saved?
You can vote for... That's my point. I'm saying you can vote for Jesus.
All right. You make no sense at all, but call me again. I do appreciate your call, all right?
And I appreciate you for taking me on.
You're welcome, buddy.
And I love you, bro. Trust me.
I love you, too. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Sir.
Okay. Amazing. I didn't know I was taking them on. What the? Super chat. Super chats.
Bill West gave a diamond. Grover Cleveland got two non-consecutive terms.
So was he saying he did not vote at all, or he wrote Jesus' name in on the ballot, or what?
I think it sounded like he didn't write it in, but he voted for other things, but he didn't vote for president. Because he thinks president is king or ruler or something like that.
Was he a troll?
King. Maybe a little bit, but I think he was really serious about what he did.
Oh, it sounded like he was serious. Mm-hmm. But Jesus' name wasn't even on the ballot.
Right. You could have written it in, though.
Oh, he may
but
have
he didn't
it.
Write it. He didn't.
Right.
He just
said,
like
he didn't write it in. But anyway, go ahead.
Bill West with a diamond. Grover Cleveland got two. Non-consecutive terms, 1890.
Right on.
Just like our greatest president, Trump.
Amazing. A little bit of history. Thank you.
Thank you, yeah. Bill West. That was over on DLive with the diamond. The Key bought a coffee. Hey, Jesse. Jesse, thanks for helping others overcome with a daily trigger. Salute 100. America flag. Heart. Thanks, hands. Bird. Dove. Swords, shield, and cool sunglasses. This cherry didn't fall too far from the tree.
Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you
for your support.
See, Bill, five coffees. Hey, we must commend the Trump defense team for the outstanding job they have done since the last 4 years from the children of Satan.
Amazing. Thank you.
Shout out to today's top contributors on the DLive crew. Aries 1, Bill West, Super Dave, Games for Rec, Wolf 336, Cactus Eater Bear, and the rest. Thank you guys for the lemons, ice cream, and diamonds and subscriptions. That's cool.
Amazing.
And
thank
Julie
you.
From Connecticut, Eric's wife, bought a coffee. I can't wait to hear Bill Lockwood's take on the election. When is he coming back? I want to see how happy he is.
The last Wednesday of the month. Amazing.
And that
thank
all,
you.
And that all his efforts paid off.
Right on. Amazing.
Very
thank
kind.
You.
And thank you, guys. I do believe that is all for now.
Thank you all so much. Amazing. Thank you. Let me go to Kelly, a first-time caller out of Oregon. Kelly, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Well, good morning, Jesse. I'm honored to be speaking with you. Thank you.
Thank you. Go ahead.
I am. Could you please prompt me, sir? What was the question again? I'm a little nervous.
Relax. It's just Jesse. I'm told that you're responding to the demon story that I played with Tucker Carlson.
Oh, that.
Do you have Asperger?
Okay. Who knows? Who knows?
What everybody and their mama have Asperger's. Except baby Jessica Danny. But go ahead. Go ahead, Kelly, because of time. Okay. Go ahead.
Oh, yes. Thank you. Had serious troubles with this whole issue when I was about 16. And it was so fearful for me, and I was in so much fear that I had to get out of my consciousness the whole thought of demons. But I also had to throw out in conscious thought my prayer and meditation with the Lord. And, of course, that didn't work to protect me in any way. And so I've had a very, very demonic filled life. Even though my human intentions were good, if I may use that word, in so just trying to go ahead.
You've been having demon issues since you were 16 years old?
Oh, way before that. Since I think my earliest struggles in that area of being attacked.
And did they attack you? Did they leave marks on you the way they left them on Tucker?
No, nothing like that. Just experience after experience of just all kinds of stuff, from nightmares to aberrations to I guess I have been attacked. I remember as a little child one time just being horribly tickled like a little child would experience, but it was real, and it just went on forever, and I cried to my mother, who was laying next to me in bed, and she was asleep, and there's no comfort. And to this time in my life, that particular nightmare or aberration has been at the core of what I thought I needed to go to psychologists for, and medication. And
how old are you now?
I am 61.
And so you still have demons bother you?
It's getting better. I wanted to thank you for what I've heard at your shows. I've been listening for a couple weeks now, and it's helped me remarkably to shed the old man and try to strive for what I was taught as an early Bible student by my grandparents, my great-grandparents.
Have you dropped your anger?
Pretty well, sir. You know, you far better this week than last week. And
you forgave your mother?
Oh, yes. I love my mother. Love my mother.
Did you forgive her?
Yes, yes, sir.
Did you tell her?
Yes. No, not before she passed away.
And why not?
Because I was a wicked daughter. I was not there for her. I did not serve her well. I did not take care of her. She died in the year of 9/11.
But how is that wicked? That doesn't make you a wicked daughter just because you didn't take care of her. Why do you call yourself wicked because of that?
I just meant the fallen flesh, you know, the imperfect.
Well, here's what I got to run, but let me tell you that I want you to call me again, though. Drop your anger, do the silent prayer, and come out of your imagination. Stop believing those thoughts.
Okay.
Let me know how it goes, all right?
Okay, thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye now. 888-775-3773. Travis, just quickly tell me yes or no. You believe the demon story from Alabama?
No, I don't believe in it.
And why not?
I mean, I believe demons exist, but I don't believe demons can physically, like, scratch you or anything. I think the devil did what he wanted to do, which was deceive him, and use their imagination to make him think that he can touch him physically.
And you don't believe he had the real scratches on him?
No. I think maybe those scratches been there. He probably just noticed them out of being scared and not in his normal mindset.
But
if they even own him.
Wow, so you down the whole thing if they on him or not. Why not, if he said they're on him and he know how they happen and when they happen, why not take him at his word?
Because I heard a similar story before from a person. I'm not saying they're the same people, but I know people, like, if you got any type of scares or any type of emotion or anything, that's, like, to me, the devil's playground to, like, come in your mind and play with you. Mm-hmm. And I think I've had a person that said that same thing, is to realize that those scratches happen at work. And, you know, once he sat down and really thought about it, he said that he felt like he was being over, you know, dramatic about the situation.
Amazing. Travis, if you can, call me again. I want to finish up on this, sir. I have some questions for you about it. Call me again, all right?
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, yes, sir.
Bye now. I'm out of time, folks. I want to ask him a follow-up question about the Tucker Carlson story and that he doesn't believe it. That's amazing. Get on the straight and narrow, folks. Drop your anger. Do the silent prayer and stay present. The Hake Report coming up now. TheHakeReport.com. TheHakeReport.com. And then Joel Friday at 11 a.m. He black. And at 4 p.m., the American Anchor Baby. Pacific Times. 4 p.m. Work on yourself, folks. Work on you and forget about the world. Really. Work on you and forget about the world. You owe the world no explanation. You have no obligation. You're not your brother's keeper or sister keeper, men and women. All right? Open Line Friday tomorrow. See you guys tonight at the meeting, the forum, the men's forum, at 7 p.m. tonight. Thank you all. Amazing Bible Thumper Thursday. What the? Take care now. I have books that are amazing. I highly recommend you get them. 7 Guaranteed Steps to Spiritual, Family, and Financial Success Guide. Even if you're not starting a business, but you have a job, or you're on welfare, it can help you if you do. Be doers of the word, all right? From rage to responsibility. From rage. That's what I write about in the first chapter, especially how I overcame. Scam. How the black leadership exploits black Americans. They are using them. And blacks are too willing to be used. And then my last book, The Antidote, Healing America from the Poison of Hate, Blame, and Victimhood. They are all amazing books, and they are helpful. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com if you want an autographed copy, or call 800-411-2663.
I just wanted to say that I've been listening to you for a few years now, and you know, when you talk about the illusion of racism and how it's just a divisive tool that the media uses, and it's just good and evil.
Yes.
And that's what we got to focus on. It really has changed my life. My perspective is totally different now. I'm more calm. I'm more peaceful. You know, when you talk about forgiving your mother and letting go of that hate, and it just transforms you. So I just want to thank you for that. And let you know that, you know, you really are doing God's work by waking people up with this message.
Amazing, Aaron. Thank you, man. I appreciate that. Sure. I can hear the angels in heaven singing right now. They're rejoicing. That's amazing. Stay with the silent prayer. Speak up. Don't resent and doubt every thought. And Aaron, you have not seen anything. anything.
Thank you, JLP.